Okay, so here's a short but angry rant. I've spoke recently about communication or lack of there from companies regarding the stove. Now, we weren't getting communication. I forced the issue by phoning the store last week and got the receptionist. Says we haven't had any communication. What's happening with this thing? It was supposed to be in by, actually installed by now, and we still haven't had any notice about a suitable day, an agreeable day. And she checked the board and said, well, Ian has you down. Ian's the main man, that is. Ian has you down on the board for Tuesday coming. Would that suit? Absolutely yes. Go ahead. Tuesday is the day. That's fine. We'll go for that. So, today, I have disconnected and blanked off a double socket where the stove's going, because you can't have one there. We have taken down the pictures so that they weren't disturbed, broken or anything, where the area the guys are going to work. We have even taken away the coffee table that was there, and my wife has taken the ornaments out of our display unit so that if they were hammering and banging, something wouldn't be broken. We've covered the display unit with a big sheet. We've left clear space. I've been outside tidying the area outside so that they've got plenty of room to get in and work. And at 4:30 p.m., just after I finished my audio there on Living Longer, I got a phone call from Ian, just to say, although we had you in for tomorrow, I'm afraid it won't be tomorrow because Blythe Marble, who is the company that's supplying the special plinth that we ordered for them, that gets picked up by Ian because it's a trade only and he gets a wee bit of commission off it. So he picks it up, he brings it down and he installs it and then installs the fire on top of it. Now bear in mind, this was about £340 for this plinth. And he has just said to me that it won't be tomorrow because Blythe still hasn't provided the plinth, and I'll have to get back to them. So I'm going to give them a call in the morning and I'll ring you and keep you in the loop. That final part, keep you in the loop, was laughable. Although I'm not laughing. I'm extremely pissed off. Forgive my French. But phoning me at 4:30 on the evening of the the apparent start to the job to tell me that it won't be tomorrow because Blythe, the other company, hasn't supplied the plinth yet. Why did I not get a phone call long before this? Why did I not get a phone call after the receptionist had told Ian that I'd agreed Tuesday last week? That's a week ago. Why did he not phone me and say, look, I haven't had the plinth from Blythe yet? We are on the verge of cancelling the whole thing. And I know that because my wife mentioned that this morning. She said, if there's any more hang-ups about this, we'll just cancel the whole thing and get our money back. And if they haven't made the plinth, we have no obligation then to pay for the plinth. And we'll just ask them for his money back. Now, when I say this, I'd like you to bear in mind that 3 years ago, we jumped through the hoops of three different companies supplying either an open fire or a multi-fuel stove for us. And we had so much trouble, which I alluded to in my audio, we had so much trouble with the companies either not to keep in contact with us or not turning up when they should have, etc., etc., or trying to rip us off in general, that we abandoned it for those 2-3 years. And when we got hold of this stove company, which is only up in Shotts, which is only 12 miles away, and spoke to Ian on the first day, and he was so positive. Actually, I remember talking about him on audio boo and saying how wonderful the guy was, great guy to talk to, very informative, and it was great to finally get a company that was so good and so informative and sounded as if they were going to do the biz. And there I am, or we are, I should say, deflated. I'm just about 3 or 4 minutes from home, and I have to go in that door now and tell my wife what he's just told me over the phone via voicemail. And I know she's just going to blow up. And I know she's just going to say, forget it. Phone him up and tell him to forget it. And we will then be without the stove, and it'll be abandoned yet again. And the preparation we have made, the plans we've made, we've even bought logs in, and all the kind of things you buy for a stove, and they'll end up in the attic. I'll end up selling off the stuff we've bought in to someone. We'll lose money on that. And it's just so damn frustrating. I cannot believe that what seemed to be such a promising company business has done this to us. I'm so bloody angry. I really am. It may not be coming across, but I'm pretty livid. If I wasn't a good Christian, I'd be effing and blinding on this piece of audio. Maybe I should, but I'll do it in privacy. It's shocking. It's bloody shocking. Oh my God. What do you think, huh? Oh dear Lord. I need to calm down before I get home, because I'll need to calm my wife down when I tell her what you just said. Oh God almighty. Companies. Companies. Yes. We have just been wound back about 3 or 4 years to where we were before, in one fell swoop. And if we do decide to cancel this whole thing, I'll have to reinstate the socket where it was, because it fed a table lamp, etc., on the coffee table. The coffee table will need to go back, the pictures will need to go back up. Everything else will need to go back up. We will no longer have a nice, warm, cosy stove that they planned, because we won't jump through these loops anymore. And I know I should temper my anger and say, well, look, if we drop it now, it'll be dropped forevermore, and why, in a sense, cut our nose off to spite our face? But what do you do? What do you do in a situation like that? Do you just phone back and say, well, we're sorry to hear that, but could you manage to chase it on a bit quicker? Or, I mean, he didn't even bother phoning till this afternoon. Bloody annoying. Angersome. And there was me in a good mood, coming back down through the park. And my wife in a good mood, because we were getting our health back, and this, we were getting our stove in tomorrow. Oh, maybe I should leave this running. Maybe I should leave this running when I get in, when I tell Mary about this. You will hear anger, and she's a far better Catholic Christian than I am, but trust me, she will blow her stack. Anyway. Dear Lord. Companies, communication companies. Bear in mind that this plinth has been ordered now for about 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Chings. I may phone them direct myself and ask them what the hell they're playing at. Gotta go. Right, prepare a solemn face.